Radio KMAN. Freddie Bowman with you. Thanks so much again to Wamego Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Darren Solden and Kara Hawley, Tourism Events Coordinator, for coming on and telling us about things going on there. Mm-hmm. Now I have Vern Hendricks, the President and CEO of Greater Manhattan Community Foundation, in the studio. Good morning, Vern. Welcome.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm okay.
Well, it's been a crazy weekend. It kind of hurt my golf game this weekend to have to be inside, but I'm fresh and ready to visit with you this morning. So
the wind didn't help or hurt?
Sometimes
it can help.
It kept me inside is what it did. So
that's what's key. Well, we got a big thing going on at the end of the week, the match day.
Absolutely.
And that's a big thing for a lot of nonprofits around the area.
Yes, this has become one of the feature events of the nonprofit community for the year. It's our Grow Green Match Day, which we have traditionally held every year on Earth Day, but that falls on Saturday, I believe, this year. So we're staying with the midweek or the weekday event. So on Friday, we have 55 nonprofits that are participating in the match day. And those of you that have been in this community for a while know this is our fifth match day. But anybody that makes a gift to one of the 55 nonprofits will have their gift matched 50 cents on the dollar by a very generous donor, Phil Howe. So we're very excited about the opportunity again this year and what the difference can be made for those nonprofits. So.
Is there any minimum donation?
Yeah, the rules of match day is gifts of $25 to $1,000 to each of the funds are matched. So if somebody wanted to make a $5,000 contribution that day, they'll have to make it to five different organizations in order to get it matched. They can continue to give more than that to any one organization, but only up to the first $1,000 is matched. The organizations are capped at a $10,000 match, so if there are organizations that raise more than $20,000 on the day, they will only receive a $10,000 match. Now, last year, we had four or five of those that actually achieved that. They're all getting better and better at this on a regular basis, and so it's been a good deal for them. But the idea here, it was really started to kind of with the focus from the community foundations of building endowments behind the organization so that we take care of their futures. The Kansas Health Foundation, when they started the community foundation back in 99, that's kind of what their motivation was to get communities to build endowments and so that they can take care of their futures. And so this match day has just been kind of a carryover of that as well.
And again, here with Vern Hendricks, the President and CEO of Greater Manhattan Community Foundation. I guess just real quick, just a little background on your involvement with the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation and your little mini bio there, I guess.
Well, this has been a great gig for me. I've really enjoyed the 5+ years that I've been with the Community Foundation. It fits all of my loves, nonprofits and working in philanthropic endeavors, fundraising, working with philanthropists that want to make a difference, and certainly managing money. Everybody likes to manage money a little bit. I like to make it grow. So it's been great. My history has involved coaching, consulting, fundraising, all kinds of things. And so I can put them all in one little box and one little job this way. So,
and are you originally from Manhattan?
I grew up on a farm in near Woodbine, Kansas. Boy, we're going to get real deep
here
now
because
we're getting close to Elmo when we start talking about that. And I know the guy on the other side of the screen has issues there. But I grew up on
issues.
A farm about 45 miles from here.
And, what's that word,
oh,
issues?
Vern, look what you did.
Well, Woodbine is such a more high class than Elmo over there. So
you got us beat by like 30 people. What's population of Woodbine now?
Well, now I don't know, but it barely tipped 200 when I was around there. Mm-hmm. I know that. So that's the good old days, Dickinson County, right?
Dickinson
right,
County,
so,
boys.
Yep.
So look out.
That sounds like a mystery novel. Dickinson County.
We should write a book.
We're getting a little ways from match day here, so we.
Oh
probably,
yeah, match day. Yeah.
So we're very excited about the match day and the difference that it can make for these nonprofits. So.
And I guess if you real quick just kind of want to mention an example of some of the nonprofits that this day helps out.
Oh gosh, it's
I know it's quite a list.
The list is there. The The easiest way that I can do that is, I mean, we've got all of your traditional charitable organizations, but one of the best way for our listeners, without just trying to handpick a few of them, is you can go to the website, which is growgreenmanhattan.com. Some individuals go there and they can pull off the actual list of the nonprofits participating, and they can print the list and come prepared when they make the gifts. Others walk in the door with some idea, but not a total idea who they're going to give to, and they do a little menu shopping to prepare to give to organizations. And that's one of the beauties here for a lot of the nonprofits is their donors that love them, want to help them, may be coming, but they also might attract other donors that didn't know anything about them. This is all kind of led and preempted by our Community Foundation Awards event, where we have a lot of nonprofits get awards and a lot of individual philanthropists in the room. And so we try to highlight and promote all the great things that are going on in the community and all the differences that are being made. And so then on match day, they have a little more aspired desire to give to many organizations.
And you just had those awards not too long ago.
We did, just a few weeks ago, and had a great evening, you know, more than 500 people there at the Hilton and celebrating some great things. Certainly appreciate the sponsors that helped make that go, Steel & Pipe, Trust Company, Little Apple Toyota, KSD Bank, the St. Gordon, 502, I'm getting dangerous of forgetting somebody here, but just a great bunch. Thrivent Financial is another one, so we love them all to help this so that it keeps the cost down so people can attend. So.
And how many years have you been doing that award?
This was this last Community Foundation Awards event was the fifth year. Yeah. So the two events, we had one match day before we had the Community Foundation Awards. So this is, I think I said fifth, but this is our sixth match day this year, and we just finished our fifth year of the Community Foundation Awards. So.
All righty. You know what? Let's go ahead and take our last break of the hour. We'll come back and we'll talk more with Vern Hendricks, the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation President and CEO, talk a little bit more about Match Day and how it helps the community right here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN News is brought to you by ESB Financial. Get ESB Financial's free app, Card Valet. With Card Valet, you have the power to turn your card on and off.
KMAN is keeping it local. Dollars spent locally today help build a